Welcome to This is America in VOA Special English. I'm Shirley Griffith.
And I'm Steve Ember. The John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts in Washington, D.C. is a major cultural center in America. For the past 30 years, the center has presented awards to honor artists for their lifetime of work. On Sunday, December 7th, it will honor six outstanding performers.
Don't tell me not to live, just sit and putter. Life's candy and the sun's a ball of butter. Don't bring around a cloud to rain on my parade. Don't tell me not to fly, I simply got to. If someone takes a spill, it's me and not you. Who told you you're allowed to rain on my parade?
That voice is one of the most recognizable in the world. It belongs to Barbra Streisand. At the age of 19, Barbra Streisand won her first part in a Broadway musical. The year was 1962, and the character was Miss Marmelstein in the play I Can Get It For You Wholesale. The part was small, but Streisand earned a Tony nomination and lots of attention. Her first recording, the Barbra Streisand album, came out in 1963. It won two Grammy Awards, including Album of the Year. It made her a star. Many albums followed. 50 went gold, selling at least 500,000 copies. Barbra Streisand also has 13 platinum albums, those that sold at least 1 million copies.
In 1968, Barbra Streisand made her first movie. It was the film version of the Broadway musical Funny Girl. The movie was a huge hit. Barbra Streisand won an Academy Award for Best Actress.
People who need people, all the luckiest people in the world.
The singer-actress continued to make albums and movies. She also began to produce and direct movies. In 1983, Barbra Streisand became the first woman to write, direct, produce, and star in a major film. The movie, Yentl, won great critical praise. Barbra Streisand has won many awards in her long career.
In the harshest place on earth, love finds a way.
The next Kennedy Center honoree also has an unmistakable voice. The deep, warm sound of 71-year-old actor Morgan Freeman has been heard in more than 50 movies and documentaries. But you might not know this serious, dramatic actor spent many years in children's television. Freeman was a performer on the show The Electric Company for much of the 1970s.
In 1989, two movies changed Morgan Freeman's career forever. In Glory, he starred as an officer in the first all-black volunteer group of federal troops in the American Civil War. In Driving Miss Daisy, he became friends with his employer, an old, independent, difficult woman. Morgan Freeman got his first Academy Award nomination for Best Actor for that movie. But he did not win one until 2004. That was for his performance as a former professional fighter in the Clint Eastwood movie, Million Dollar Baby.
I go 15 rounds. Lose by decision. Next morning, I lose the eye. in 23 years has never said a thing about it. Doesn't have to. I can see it in his face every time he looks at me. Somehow, Frankie thinks he should have stopped that fight. Should have saved my eye.
Morgan Freeman recently returned to live theater in a Broadway production of the Clifford Odets play, The Country Girl.
Tell me why, baby, why, baby, why, baby, why you make me cry, baby, cry, baby, cry, baby, cry.
George Jones first sang that unforgettable song in 1955. The following year, Billboard magazine named him the most promising country music singer. It was right. He has had one of the most hit-filled careers in country music. The 77-year-old singer was born in Texas. He began singing on the streets of Beaumont as a child. He was a teenager when he left home to seek musical fame and riches. But first, he served in the Marine Corps during the Korean War.
Well, in North Carolina, way back in the hill, near my old pappy, and he had him a still. He brewed white lightning till the sun went down, and then you'd fill him a jug and he'd pass it around. Mighty, mighty pleasing, pappy's corn's pleasing.
White lightning.
That song, White Lightning, was Jones's first to hit number one on Billboard's country music charts. The year was 1959, and he was 28. The Kennedy Center notes that while Jones is often called cool, his style of singing is extremely personal. It says George Jones always means every note and word he sings. His feelings are real, and the music is true.
George Jones married country singer Tammy Wynette in 1969. She was his third wife. They made some of the greatest country duets ever. Here is one, We're Gonna Hold On.
Time will tell if you're right or wrong. We know we're right.
The silver-haired possum, as he is called, has held on through a lot of hard times. His father was dependent on alcohol. George Jones also developed the disease and was dependent on the drug cocaine. He suffered financially and professionally as a result. He became known as No-Show Jones for missing performances. He has since recovered. George Jones was admitted into the Country Music Hall of Fame in 1992. President Bush presented him with the National Medal of Arts 10 years later.
American dancer and choreographer Twyla Tharp was born in Indiana and raised there and in California. Her mother, a piano teacher, realized that Twyla had a musical gift when she was still a baby. Twyla started dancing lessons when she was just 4. She says, dancing is how she most enjoyed spending time as a child. And she says it was the way she always identified herself. Tharp moved to New York City and studied art history at Barnard College. She also studied dance under famous teachers like Martha Graham and Paul Taylor.
Twyla Tharp graduated from Barnard in 1963. 2 years later, Twyla Tharp Dance opened. From the start, her work was different. For example, she used a lot of jazz music. Sometimes she mixed it with classical pieces. She also used completely new dance movements. There might be a sudden playful lift and drop of the shoulders, or the dancers might hop around. Tharp often combined ballet with common movements like walking, running, or sliding. Her dances were often playful, edgy, humorous, and always daring.
Phyla Tharp started to work with major ballet companies. The Joffrey Ballet first performed her work Deuce Coupe, set to the music of the Beach Boys. Phyla Tharp also choreographed for films, starting with Milos Forman's movie version of the Broadway musical Hair. She also wrote two books, produced dance specials for television, and developed and directed several Broadway dance musicals. She won a Tony Award for Movin' Out, which was set to the music of pop rocker Billy Joel. At 67, Tharp has won many awards. They include the National Medal of Arts and a MacArthur Fellowship.
Where were you?
They are Pete Townsend and Roger Daltrey. That's who. They are the driving force of the British rock band The Who. Both men were born in London. Daltrey is 63. Townsend is 64. But they were still teenagers in separate bands when they met. Pete Townsend played rhythm guitar and Roger Daltrey sang, joined by Pete Entwistle on bass and Keith Moon on drums, The Who formed in 1964. Pete Townsend became the main songwriter for the band early on. He gained fame for his extremely energetic performances, which sometimes ended with Townsend destroying his guitar on stage.
People try to put us to death. Just because we get around.
Talking about my generation.
Things they do look awful.
Talking about my generation.
I hope I die before I get old.
Their first album, My Generation, was released in 1965 after their first hit single, I Can't Explain. Hit after hit followed through the 1960s. The Who experimented. In 1967, they put out an album that played like radio programming. It contained commercials and station identifications and talk. A short time later came the rock opera Tommy.
Roger Daltrey became Tommy in the extraordinary concert performances that followed its creation. Later, he earned critical praise for his work in the movie Tommy. Daltrey apparently liked acting. He has continued to do so on stage and television. The Who is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and has received many other music awards and honors.
I know you deceive me, now here's a surprise. I know that you have, 'cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles.
This program was written and produced by Katie Weaver. I'm Steve Ember.
And I'm Shirley Griffith. Join us again next week for This is America in VOA Special English.
I never see you when deliberately you put things in my way. Well, here's a poke at you. You're gonna choke on it too. You're gonna lose that smile because all the while I could see for miles and miles.
could see for miles and miles. I could see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles.
Oh yeah.
You took advantage of my trust in you when I was so far away. I saw you holding lots of other guys, and now you've got the nerve to say that you still want me. Well, that says maybe, but you gotta stand trial, because all the while
I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles.
Deceive me, now here's a surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes.
I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles.
Oh yeah.
Tower in the time of my life.